Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call tape number 130, the New Testament gift of tongues. One of the most talked about topics in religious circles in the last decade has been tongue speaking. Contemporary tongue speaking is often confused with New Testament gifts of tongues, but they are not the same. The New Testament gift of tongues is described in five passages, and you might want to write the passages down. From these five passages, three things are evident. First, the New Testament gift of tongues consisted of languages of men which were spoken miraculously without previous knowledge of the language. Second, these tongues were given as signs to confirm that both the man who spoke and the message he spoke were from God. Third, only those who receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and those who receive the laying on of the apostles' hands possess this miraculous gift. The first mention of speaking in tongues in the New Testament is Mark 16, verses 17 through 20. In this passage, Jesus promised five kinds of signs which would accompany those who believed. Number one, casting out demons. Number two, speaking with new tongues. Number three, picking up serpents. Number four, drinking deadly poison. And number five, healing the sick. In verse 20, Mark says that the apostles went everywhere preaching the word, and the signs followed them. Jesus promised that such signs would follow. Mark said that they did. These miraculous signs confirmed the new revelation of the gospel. They did then, and they still do. The gospel was confirmed then by miracles. Both the message and the confirming miracles were recorded in the New Testament. We have in the New Testament today both the revealed message and the confirming signs. The second passage is Acts 2, verses 4 through 8. It tells the happenings on the day of Pentecost. The 12 apostles miraculously spoke in tongues which they received through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. These tongues were human languages which apostles miraculously spoke. Notice chapter 2, verse 6. The apostles were speaking in tongues, and the people were, each one hearing them, in his own language. The people asked the question in verse 8, "And how hear we every man in our own language, wherein we were born?" The confirming sign of the apostles was that they were speaking in languages which they did not know. This was a sign to confirm the message they were proclaiming. The third passage is Acts 10, verses 44 through 46. This passage records how Cornelius and his household spoke in other tongues while Peter was preaching to them. Again, this was a sign to confirm. The confirmation, however, was not for the message that Peter preached, but it was to convince the Jews that God had also given Gentiles repentance unto life. In Acts 11, verse 17, Peter says, "When Cornelius and his household received the miraculous gift of languages, it was a like gift to the gift he and the other apostles had received at the beginning." It should be noted that the speaking in other languages was not something that Cornelius was commanded to do. It had nothing to do with his salvation. It was not even for Cornelius' benefit. It was a sign to confirm the revelation that the Gentiles could also be saved. The fourth passage is Acts 19, verse 6 and forward. The context of this passage shows that there were 12 men at Ephesus who had known John's baptism, but were baptized again by Paul when he preached to them about Jesus. After their baptism, Paul laid his hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit and spoke with tongues. This passage shows that the laying on of the apostles' hands was a means by which a miraculous gift was given. The fifth longest passage of Scripture dealing with speaking in tongues is 1 Corinthians chapters 12 through 14. The church at Corinth had abused the spiritual gift of speaking in other languages. Paul spends three chapters correcting this abuse. The 12th chapter corrects those who were proud of speaking other languages. Paul gives two lists of spiritual gifts in the chapter and places speaking in other languages at the bottom of the list. The Corinthians were abusing the gift of tongues by not understanding it themselves and not being understood by others. In the abuse of tongues, they were acting like pagans who were carried away to the dumb idols, howsoever they might be led. Verse 2. Those who were abusing the gift of tongues there were more concerned about the experience than they were with edifying either themselves or the church. Chapter 13 refutes those who thought speaking in other tongues made them spiritual. Paul begins the chapter by telling them tongues were nothing without love. In verse 8 and forward, he tells how the tongues as well as the spiritual gifts of miraculous prophecies and miraculous knowledge would pass away. They were temporary gifts and are no longer found in the world, even though they are often imitated. Chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians shows the importance of the one who speaks in tongues understanding what he says. If one sings or prays in a tongue, he is not really worshiping unless he understands what he is saying. These five passages of Scripture show that tongues are not ecstatic utterances as are practiced in contemporary glossolalia, but are real languages of men which were spoken miraculously by men who either received the baptism of the Holy Spirit or the laying on of the apostles' hands. Such miracles do not occur today for the same reason that new revelation from God does not occur today. Tongues were one of the signs to confirm new revelation. If there were no new revelation to confirm, there would be no need for the confirming sign of tongues. Even though there are many claims that individuals have received the miraculous gift of tongues today, no case has ever been put forth in which a man was able to speak in a language he had not heard or learned on some previous occasion. Therefore, it does not conform to the New Testament gift of tongues. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits to see if they are of God.
The message you...